A lot.
It's just a bunch. It really is.
Following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for girls basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Steve Dozer with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school basketball from Cedar Rapids Prairie as tonight the 2015-2016 high school basketball season gets ready to tip off with a non-conference girls battle here this evening, as it'll be two teams looking for big comebacks for this season. Go at it to start the year. It'll be the Muscatine Muskies taking on the Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie. Scott Unash alongside my new partner for a majority of the games, including Saturday. I haven't told you about that one yet.
Okay.
Have you cleared your calendar, hopefully, for that one. But Steve Dozier joining me, a longtime coach at Marion and longtime coach here for the Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie. And good to have you aboard, sir. And we've got a good one, I think, to start off here the season.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's two evenly matched teams tonight. They're both trying to piece some things together. I was talking to Susan and Orvis, the head coach of Muscatine. Seventh year already. Seems like this should be her first or second year. But, you know, she's real excited about this team. They got three returning starters. But they have to replace a good one in Annabelle Gradinger. So that's going to be a tough one to fill. And Prairie, you know, I talked to Coach Bentley, and he's excited about this group. For him, he likes that it's their second year, and, you know, that makes a difference. And the main thing he said is they have to learn how to win. Yep. And once they learn that, they're going to, you know, they got some really nice talented group, a returning core of veterans. So I'm excited to see how the year comes out for them.
Hard to believe last night we were at the Uni Dome doing high school football championships, and here we are in the first night of the high school basketball season, and it transitions quickly at this time of the year. But we're moving from the football to the basketball, and it's great to have everyone with us here on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids. Also KGYMradio.com and the KGYM Radio app. And Steve, you've been through this many, many times. This first game, you got some jitters. The girls got some jitters. Coaches, everybody, you just want to have a good start, and you kind of don't know exactly what's going to happen, but a lot of very strange things kind of happen on that opening night.
Yeah, it is. It is an exciting night for everybody. There's a nice turnout tonight, which is great to see. But the main thing is everybody's excited, but you really don't know what you have until usually that second or third game. So coaches are excited, and it's the first opportunity for everybody. Scrimmages are great, but it doesn't give you a game night atmosphere. So I think this will be a good test for both teams. I think you're going to see a pretty good game tonight, and I think it's going to be a good first opening night. And I'll tell you, if you look at both of them have a tough first four games. Susan was telling me they play all four away. They're at Prairie tonight. They're at Linmar, at North Scott, and at City High. So they got four, which I've never seen. They have four games on the road to start their year. So that's going to be tough. And Prairie's got four tough ones. They got Muscatine, Iowa City West, number 13 Cedar Falls, and number 4 Marion, who's going to be a force in the Metro.
Yeah, and we're going to have that Marion game coming up. Looking forward to that on a Saturday afternoon here in just a little bit. These are two teams last year. Muscatine 10-13, and for Prairie 4-18. And for Josh Bentley, he said, "I don't want to go through another four-win season." Now, those are tough on coaches, and he said he learned a lot going through the first year. He's kind of simplified things a little bit going into the season for Prairie, and he's got to be happy. He's got 8 of his top 10 scorers from last year back, and injuries just decimated this Prairie team, and it was a young team last year. It's still primarily a young team.
It is. They got some veterans, but it's still young. They're still young game experience-wise. They had two freshmen that started in Wagamaster and Person, and they're back, and they're not going to play as freshmen. They're going to play with the season under their belt. So, he said he learned a lot. He said it's a lot of growth for him, a lot of growth for everybody. But he will do a great job, and I think they're going to be fun to watch. But I think simplifying for him, he said, will be better, and they now know kind of what to expect. So that second year will be better, I think, for everybody.
Olivia Usher, the leading returning scorer for the Prairie Hawks, averaging just over 8 points a game. Also pulled down 3.5 rebounds and then also just over 3 assists. And then you mentioned Hallie Person, Jenna Wagamaster back, Lindsay Alton Hoffman back. Mackenzie Stauffer's healthy this year. And I know that Josh Bentley thinks he's going to help her on the interior.
Yes, and she will. And you know, one thing you're going to see a little different look with Stauffer tonight. You're going to see her outside more. They said she's really more comfortable facing the basket. So I think you're going to see Mackenzie facing the basket a little bit more from 15 feet. And she's got a great shot. So I think she's excited about that.
For Muscatine, they've got a couple six-footers in there. Aaron Oppel is a 6'1 player, averaged just under 9 points a game last year, and she's the leading returner for the top five starters, for the top five scorers are back for Muscatine as they look to make a little noise in the Mississippi Athletic Conference this year.
Yeah, Susan likes where they're at. She said they're more balanced, which is something she said wasn't as much the case last year. So she's excited. She thinks she's going to have more scoring balance. There's not that go-to person, but they have, she said for her, she hasn't had height in a while. So she got a couple six-footers, but what she really likes is her guard court. She said that have length. They're 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", and really that is great if you have that kind of height out on the guard court.
It's a good early season matchup. Muscatine's got a lot of good basketball tradition down there. They've had some great teams over the years out of the Mississippi Athletic Conference, and then you had some terrific state tournament teams here at Prairie, and two teams that want to get back to that next tier, to that next step, and it's a good opener for these two schools.
It really is, and they are, you know, right now you could say they're pretty evenly matched. I know they haven't played yet, but they're both kind of going through the similar circumstances right now to start the year. But Susan's excited. You know, she's got three kids who, she said this team's got a little experience, but not quality playing experience. So this will be a different team for her, but she said it's been a lot of fun to coach them.
Yep, and the first big night of high school girls basketball. The boys won't get started until next week, most of them on a week from Friday night. But we've got some non-conference games. It's just good to talk conferences again instead of talking districts in football.
Yes, it is.
I miss that.
Of course, I never knew what conference I was in because it switched every 2 years.
Yeah,
so
that division thing kind of threw me off too, and we're in the second year of the divisions. But we'll get to that as we get a little bit closer to the middle of the month of December anyway. One thing we should tell everybody about, it's not a new gym, but it looks like a new gym. New paint job on the Prairie Gym, and looks beautiful in here.
They put a lot of time and effort into this gym this summer. They complete new paint job. It's beautiful, a lot of different colors, a lot of our Prairie Hawk colors, new emblems and logos, and new banners are coming. We have a new sound system in here that they just installed. So we have a video board coming that we're excited about. I think that's going to be put in maybe over Christmas break. A lot of fun, exciting things happening. So when people come out and watch games and those things, they're going to have a pretty neat experience.
Yeah, that'll be nice. And it makes the gym look a little deeper and bigger in here. It used to be so white.
Yeah, it was pretty blah for 14 years. And I think they did a really, really great job on this gym. And we've got a lot of compliments from visiting teams and coaches, and they noticed it right away. So it's really nice, and our fans will like it.
I would second that. It looks very, very good in here. High school basketball here, much like our high school football, is presented by First Federal Credit Union. A big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Charlstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out as we transition from football into basketball this year. And go ahead and stop on by and go to their website as well at firstfedcu.com. And thanks to all our sponsors for coming aboard for high school basketball as we get it underway with a couple of games here tonight, one on the South Gym, and then, of course, our game here on 1600 AM and the North Gym, 107.5 FM. And this Prairie team, we mentioned some of the starters that they have back and some of the top personnel that they have back. I know Josh is very excited about what the future holds, and the future includes this year for this Prairie team. Numbers are up. They've got a good freshman group, good sophomore group. In fact, the sophomores won their game tonight 54-24. By the way, your new gig is the eighth grade coach. I got Phil doing the boys on the eighth grade side for Prairie, and now you're doing the girls eighth grade side.
I'm excited. It's a really nice, talented group, and I'm excited to teach down at that level. you know, don't get me wrong, it's been nice. You know, yeah, I missed the coaching for the varsity, but it's been a good time off. Got a son in college and a junior and a fourth grader, so needed to spend some more time at home and go up and see him. But I'm really excited about doing it again. So
keeps you closer to the game, right?
It does, and it keeps me closer to the kids and kind of see what they're doing. So, yeah, I think the future looks very bright here.
And see what's coming up in the next couple years, too. Gives you an opportunity to get a good look at that. Speaking of looks, let's go ahead and set the starting lineups for our game here tonight, and they are presented by Skogman Carlson Insurance. Thanks to Skogman Carlson for home, auto, life, and health. And let's go ahead and set the lineup for the Muscatine Muskies, their season opener here tonight. And they were 10-13 last year. And we got a lot of folks from Stanwood, Iowa here tonight, Steve. Yourself, your mom's here. We've got Susan's mom. Everybody is here from Stanwood tonight.
That's right. And, you know, every time when Susan and I arranged this long time ago, it's just it's fun. Our mothers traveled to Muscatine to watch us play, and now they're here tonight, and so it's been a lot of fun, and Susan's just does a tremendous job, so it's fun to see a Stanwood native here.
There you go, a couple of them, a few Stanwood natives.
Yes.
For Muscatine, they're going to go with this lineup here tonight. It'll be Taylor White at one forward. White is a 5'10 senior, wears number 25, and last year for Muscatine, averaged 6.4 points, third leading scorer, and pulled down 2.8 rebounds per contest as well. Also starting for Muscatine at a forward, it'll be Amanda Doyle at 5'9 and a junior. And Doyle wears number 41. In the middle, leading returning scorer and rebounder, Aaron Oppel at 6'1 and a junior. Averaged 8.8 points and just under 5 rebounds a game last year. And the two guards will be Tessa Kerr, 5'10 and a sophomore. And also add a guard will be Abby Rush at 5'5 and a junior. Rush at 5.6 points per game last year, also pulled down 3 rebounds a game. And the head coach for the Muscatine Muskies is Susan Orvis, formerly Susan Coring at Lincoln of Stanwood, and played for Vivian Stringer. And we think Angie Lee for a year as well.
Yes, I think she did with her last year, played for Angie Lee.
At the University of Iowa, former Iowa Hawkeye. Now let's set the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups for the Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie. They will go with this five here tonight. They will go with, at one forward, it'll be Olivia Usher, number 25. Usher, a 5'9 senior. And we'll get the rest of the lineups coming up here in a bit, but we will get you, I believe, our national anthem first. National anthem here tonight from Cedar Rapids Prairie. By the way, one change in the starting lineup. Muscatine's going to put Maddie Hepker in the starting lineup. Hepker is a 5'7 junior, and she averaged 2.8 points per game last year. For Prairie, Olivia Usher, 5'9 and a senior. And Usher, the leading returning scorer for Prairie. Also to Ford will be number 30, Jenna Wagamaster, at 6'1 and a sophomore. Injuries cut short her season last year, and she averaged 6 points per ball game for the Hawks last year. At center, number 42, Mackenzie Stauffer, 6'1 and a senior. Stauffer, 5.3 points before injuries cut short her season a year ago. Lindsay Altenhoffen, at 5'6 and a senior, will be at one guard, 4.4 points per game. And also a youngster that I know that Coach Bentley likes a whole lot, number 20, Sarah Schmidt, a 5'6 freshman, going to get the start tonight for Cedar Rapids Prairie. So it'll be Usher, Wagamaster, Stauffer, Altenhoffen, and Schmidt And for Muscatine, their starting lineup being introduced, it'll be White along with Oppel, Rush, Hepker, and Kerr. As the officials led by Chris Overbrockling here tonight, pinch hitting for Corey Burkle, as he is doing a little college basketball here tonight. Muscatine in the traveling purple uniforms with the gold numbers trimmed in black. Muskies across the front, and Prairie will be in their home white uniforms with the black numbers and the black letters trimmed in orange. This one should be fun, Steve. Looking forward to it.
Yep, I think it's going to be good. Just looking at both lines right off the bat, I think they match up, both teams match up well. So I think whoever Key's going to be who gets off to a good start, especially for your first game of the year.
Yeah, because there's going to be jitters, and you're going to see some turnovers. You're going to see
turnovers, dumb fouls,
yep,
things like that, air balls.
One thing to watch this year, the seatbelt rule is gone. Coaches can stand up, can still not complain about the calls, but you can stand up in the coaching box.
Yeah, I tell you, I think it's a great rule change back to the rule, because coaches, it is to teach, and they took that away, and it's hard to teach when you're strapped to a bench. So to me, it puts it more in the hands of the officials, and it puts it more in the hands of the coaches to actually coach their girls and not worry about officiating. So I think it's great to go back to that. And did the boys do that too?
Yes, they did.
Okay, so they're doing across the board. I think that's a good rule change, as long as you're there to teach.
But I want to see if it's going to bring about a change, if there's going to be maybe a little bit less slack for a technical foul, perhaps. I don't know.
I think that's good, though. I mean, the coaches, here you get to stand and teach, so do that. And I think there should be a little more quick restrictions on them.
Good crowd on hand for the opener here tonight.
Yeah, great crowd.
At the Prairie Gym, as the Hawks will get set to tip it up here. And it will be Jenna Wagamaster to tip it up, but before we do, I thought we were ready to go, but we're not quite ready to go yet.
Looks like, got a bloody nose, I think, by the little freshman point guard Schmidt, so getting that taken care of and doing a quick sub in.
So Taylor Monk is going to come in and, in essence, start as Sarah Schmidt will get that bloody nose taken care of. Well, now she's got a story to tell for the rest of her
exactly
life.
Exactly right.
For the first game of her high school career, did not get to start because of the bloody nose. Prairie wins the tap, and we are underway with the high school basketball season. Usher going one-on-one off the glass scores.
Great spin move.
Down on the right block, went one-on-one, and it's 2-0 in favor of Prairie. And boy, if they can get that from Usher this year, she had to do so much last year with the injuries.
Yep, and I think she's ready to do that this year.
Prairie, looks as though they're going to be in the man-to-man. Lob pass inside, stolen away by Taylor Monk. And Muscatine turns it over. Here's a little pressure in the backcourt, tipped out of bounds by Hepker, and it will stay with Prairie. As Monk will inbound over there on the far sideline. Now a little full-court pressure by Muscatine. In to Usher. Hepker picking her up as Muscatine will also go with the man-to-man. Stoffer sets the high ball screen, driving left of the lane. Kick out to Stoffer, drives an Oppel. Circling right free throw line, picking up Monk, had it knocked away, picks it back up. Stoffer drops it down low inside. Wagamaster kicks it back out to Altenhofen. Over to the left wing, three-pointer on the way, and right through there for Taylor Monk.
Prairie did a great job working the ball around. They made that extra pass and found Monk and had her feet squared up, and great shot. Good start for her.
Good start for Prairie as they're up 5-0. Muscatine attacking the basket to our right. They reverse it over to Hepker. Comes off the ball screen by Oppel, up high, outside, high arching. Three is up and good. Right through there for Taylor White, and Muscatine's on the board. I hope that didn't bring any rain or snow.
Boy, that was high.
Here's Usher, and they're going to get a blocking foul off the clear out against Hepker.
Yeah, they need Usher to step up this year, and she said she's ready for the challenge. So I think she could be a really good leader for them. She's going to have to look at more scoring opportunities.
Been at least a three-year player. If not a four-year player. Here's Stoffer, left open. She'll crank up the three, no good. Wagamaster with the rebound and put back for two.
Jenna Wagamaster has those long arms. They're using her inside a little bit more, and they're moving McKenzie out. So a little different look for Prairie.
7-3 lead for the Prairie Hawks as we're just under 2 minutes into the high school basketball season. Trap over in the corner, and losing it out of bounds was Tessa Kerr.
Good defensive stop. A couple turnovers early.
Gaidelis Torres, a 5'10 sophomore, is going to come in now for Muscatine. Where's number 53? A little bit more height now for the Muskies. Usher with a little stop and go move. Back to Stoffer. Playing outside the arc now. Over to Altenhofen. Picked up over there by Taylor White. Uses up the dribble. Now to Monk. Goes crossover. Comes off the high ball screen. Can't do anything with it. Usher far side.
Running a four out.
Usher wants the ball screen. Circles left. Stop and go move. Runner partially blocked by Appel. Got it back. Puts it up off the glass. And that's two more.
I tell you, she did a nice job staying with it, attacked the basket, and stayed with it.
9-3 jump, and the lead here early on for the Prairie Hawks. Long cross-court pass, nearly a walkout there. Torres goes crossover, starts to drive on Wagamaster. And there's a pushing foul out front on Lindsay Altenhofen. Two hands in the back, you're going to get that every time.
Well, especially when it's at the top of the court, too. Referees are all right there when they see the top.
Prairie's going to be a deeper team this year, Steve, and they're going to go to the bench right away. Maddie Adams will come in.
Well, they're deeper with some, you know, they got two seniors coming in off the bench, and really that's a great tribute to depth.
Inside, the running shot no good, and we're going to get a foul called on Prairie. Good inbounds play as Hepker will go to the free throw line. And the foul is going to be on Hallie Person, who just checked in for Prairie. She was a starter most of last year.
Yep, she had a nice year, and I think, you know, with more depth, they're going to be able to do more things with her. Different looks, different times.
Hepker on the free throw line, and the first one's no good. 5'7 junior will have one more. Hallie Person, we mentioned, got that foul. She's in. Lauren Cook is in. And Maddie Adams also in for Prairie.
Maddie Adams, homecoming queen this year.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
9-4, trap in the three-quarter court. Prairie breaks it with the up-court pass. And then Monk got it double-teamed, had it taken away and stolen by Muscatine. Now we got a loose ball and a reach-in foul, I think, on Prairie trying to get it back. Well, the Muskies slapped on a little three-quarter court pressure.
Changed it up a little bit. They're being a little more aggressive defensively. Still haven't seen Sarah Schmidt in the lineup. I see she's now back on the bench, so that's a good sign that hopefully she's ready to come in.
Taylor Monk will come out for the Prairie Hawks. And back into the lineup now for Prairie is Wagamaster. 3 minutes into it, 9-4 lead for Prairie. Standing dribble to center circle. Now angling right with it is Taylor White. Bounce pass inside, Appel gets a double team, tried to go cross court, threw it too high and out of bounds.
Tell you what, Muscatine, they're having trouble. I mean, they're not clicking right now, and it's trying to figure things out early, and Prairie's kind of, it's all about the start, and Prairie's got a good start right now, but Muscatine's just having a little difficulty figuring things out right now.
Had to go retrieve the basketball, almost went in the locker room.
That's what a big gym does for you sometimes. It's a long walk.
Usher, Wagamaster in there. Adams, bounce inside. Two-person game. Person, nice spin move to the left. Goes up with the left-hand shot, no good, and then went over the back. Trying to get that loose ball back, and that's going to be the second on Hallie Person.
That's two early fouls on her. They're going to need her. I like her aggressiveness.
That's the one thing I've noticed in the first three-plus minutes. Lot more aggressive Prairie Hawk team this year.
Very much so, and he's pretty much committed to man-to-man now and extending the floor.
Well, when you're starting a lot of freshmen last year, you don't have that aggression.
You don't. You kind of sit back on your heels.
And a bad pass by Muscatine, and their fourth turnover here in the early going as Prairie slaps on some pressure.
Here she comes, back there, Sarah Schmidt.
Wearing number 14. So she will get her first varsity action here. A little behind the back dribble, got everybody excited. Wagamaster, good bounce pass inside. Adams, leaner, in and out, no good. And Appel with the rebound and dragged the pivot foot. Might have got a little help, but benefit of the doubt doesn't go to Muscatine.
No.
So it'll be Prairie to inbound. Cook tries to bounce it in and tipped away by Rush and stolen out of there. Rush up the right-hand boards with the power dribble with the right hand. trapped, gets it out of there, now to White, left open. She'll try the high arching three off the left side, no good. And rebounded by Prairie, and a foul on Muscatine. And Hepner will get her second foul.
Prairie's definitely been the aggressor right now. And I think, you know, you'll probably see Susan probably change some things up and extend it a little bit more. But Prairie's definitely been the aggressor off to start here.
Macy Rogers comes in for the first time, 5'9", and she is a freshman. And I know they like the upside of Rogers as well. And the two freshmen are going to pick up one another. Pass to the right side, high dribble by Cook, got it back, looking for help. Gets out the Wagamaster. She'll start to drive on Torres. Now she'll set it back up for Prairie with just under 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 9-4 lead, Prairie's led the whole way. Schmidt coming right. Two-person game, back to Wagamaster, drives on Torres, dump pass inside to Stauffer. Good defense by Muscatine, taking it inside, losing it there, Prairie, but the Hawks get it right back. 9-4 lead with 3:25 to play. Dump pass inside, and the shot blocked by Torres comes down to Wagamaster. Another block by Torres. Third effort up and in by Wagamaster.
I'll tell you what, her long arms and aggressiveness underneath, I mean, that's three quick offensive rebounds, and she's got two of them already. And
Torres got a couple of good blocks, but had nothing to show for it. 11-4, Prairie on top, 3 minutes to play. Half court trap, looking for some help, picking it up is Rush, and Muscatine's gonna have to burn a 30-second timeout. Well, that was a good trap there by Prairie.
It was, they mirrored it, they didn't reach, and you know, Muscatine's frustrated right now. They're kind of deer in headlights right now for some of these girls with that pressure, so you know, they're gonna have to pick it up defensively, I think, and extend it.
I want to remind you that coming up after our game on 1600 AM, we will have the Cyclone Call-In Show for you. And that will be in its entirety, 107.5 and 106.3 FM listeners. You will have ESPN Radio coming your way. The big story tonight, Iowa moves up to number four in the college football playoff poll.
Well, that's great. There's sure a lot of talk on ESPN on who's thinking what, and you know, I think it's great. It's great and it's deserved.
Muscatine, after the timeout, will inbound in front court, far sideline. White, Rush, Torres in there along with Rogers and Oppel. Off the dribble drive. Penetration
nice
and a throwaway.
Steal. Monk did a nice job in the passing lane. She's got off to a good start. That's important.
Six turnovers already in Muscatine. Kick out three. Stauffer won't go. And deep rebound comes out, though, to Prairie as Taylor Monk back into the game gets it. Alton Hoffman back in there as well for the Hawks. On the drive, Schmidt all the way. Double team and the shot blocked, but a foul called. And good take to the basket by the freshman, Sarah Schmidt.
What I like about her, Scott, she makes good decisions. She won't force it. If there's somebody open, she kicks it out. If she needs to shoot it, she'll take it in.
Team foul number three on Muscatine. And Sarah Schmidt on the free throw line for two. And first freshman to start at Prairie for a few years. You had the last one that started.
Yes, I think Olivia Usher might have been our last one for me. Sarah Kane back in the day came up and played a lot.
Free throw is up and good, the first one. And one more upcoming. 2:32 to play here in the first quarter, 12-4 Prairie. And the second one dances off the iron, no good, and Torres gets the rebound. Usher back into the game now for Prairie. Good lead pass to Oppel. Collects it, goes up with the left hand and scores. Kind of made it tougher than it had to be.
She did. She had a layup right away, but nice crossover, used her left hand.
Schmidt inside, the high arching runner is good down the lane, high off the window.
I like that she's not scared. So to see that out of a freshman, that's great.
14-6, 8-point lead. Here's Rush in the backcourt, beats the pressure, zigzag dribble through it, leaves it left side. On the drive, in all the way, White, and walked before the shot. Right now, as Jesse Butler comes in for Muscatine, the big stat is 7-2 in turnovers.
That is a big stat, and you don't like to see that. That's what happens these first games, and they're on the road, and they have four tough ones on the road to start, so they're going to have to figure it out hopefully soon, but these are all games you learn from right away.
Schmidt walks it up court for Prairie. Minute 51 to play, coming off the high ball screen. Good,
nice.
No look, pass
look.
On her knee.
Great penetration, dumped it off, outstanding look.
Taryn Shreves just into the game with the layup, 5'9", Anna Jr., and it's 16-6. Here's a steal by Usher, 2-on-1. Lead pass to Shreves, all the way in, left-hand layup, good. And we're gonna get a Muscatine timeout.
Well, I love the way Prairie's playing right now. Good team ball. And the aggressor, both ends, not just defensively, but both ends. They're aggressors, you know, turnovers, they're aggressive in more rebounds. So great start. And, you know, right now they've played 9 already off their, you know, deep. So that's going to bode well for them.
18-6 in favor of Prairie. A minute 29 to play here in the first quarter. As the Hawks off to a quick start, they jumped out 5-0. And right now a 9-3 run here by Cedar Rapids Prairie. I kind of thinking, just going through the Metro, MVC, dark horse teams, and I think Prairie is definitely one of the dark horse teams.
No, I agree. And I tell you what, having you know, those kids that played as freshmen back, they got maturity. You're seeing a veteran group. You still have some seniors that are key to this team. And then you have the point guard to round it out. And she's going to be tremendous here in this program. So. I think the future looks bright, but, you know, and to cap it off with a true point guard is it's special to have a good point guard.
And Prairie can put Stauffer out on the perimeter now. Get a little three-point look out there, a little mismatch created.
Absolutely. You're going to see Usher play some down low with mismatch, and you're going to see Wagamaster, and Stauffer's more comfortable, and she's got a nice shot. She can make the three.
18-6, full court pressure. Rush looking to get it in. Inbound pass tip and comes down to Taylor White. And now Muscatine will attempt to break the pressure. Rogers into the front court. Leaves it between the circles. Now Rush will call the play. Off the clear out, driving right of the lane. Two-person game, little pick and roll, and now we've got a reach foul. Nope, tie ball.
Taryn Shreves did a nice job tying the ball up.
And things gonna stay with Muscatine.
Muscatine needs to get a shot here and to get some confidence and get a little momentum back, but they definitely need to get a shot in this possession.
I think they need to get it inside to Oppel. Right of the glass looking in. The inbound is Rush. And has to lob it out deep. Oppel at the far hash mark will hand it to Rush.
Small lineup right now for Prairie.
And they're going to stay in the man-to-man. Rogers starts to drive. Right baseline and all the way. Scoop
nice
layup.
Move.
Good.
Nice move. Little crossover and underhand flip in. Beautiful move.
Macy Rogers with her first two of her career. And just like that, it's 18-8. Shot, quick one, no good by Prairie, and a foul on the rebound on the Hawks. And home tight early, but that is usually the way it works early on in the season.
Well, if you have depth right now that Prairie is showing, fouls aren't so bad. So they got a little depth to play with.
Taylor Monk picked up the foul. Team's fifth, first on Monk. And a little diamond and one full court pressure put on by Prairie. Butler up top. Here's White, top of the key for three. Back iron and got the roll.
That's a big shot. Big shot for them.
White with her second three-pointer. And Muscatine back within 7. Lob pass, right block. Turn around, no good. Blocked by Oppel.
Well, size mismatch. You know, the girl's got about 5 inches on Terrence. One, she probably should have just kicked back out and keep working the ball.
No look pass to Butler. Her jumper from the left baseline won't go. Rebound
nice
Prairie.
Pass.
Great look up ahead, and the layup is good by Alton Hoffman.
Terrence Shreves makes a nice pass up the floor.
20-11. Time for one last shot for Muscatine. Rogers through traffic. Goes up for the three-pointer. No good at the horn. High-octane first quarter and a good first quarter for Cedar Rapids Prairie. And after one, it's the Hawks 20 and Muscatine 11. We'll come back with the second quarter after this 30-second break. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM Cedar Rapids.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids Prairie, our season opener of high school girls basketball. 20-11, the Hawks lead it after the first quarter. And Prairie did a lot of good things in that quarter.
They did a lot of great things. The thing I liked is their energy. I liked their defense. You know, they had four offensive rebounds in the quarter, and they're hitting open shots. And I just like that they're moving the ball around, too. They're seeing the open person, and no one's really forced anything.
And depth, too.
Yes, I did. To play nine kids right away and not lose a beat, that's a great luxury to have. And that'll bode well in the conference.
Prairie to have the ball first here as we start quarter number two. As Sarah Schmidt gets the inbound pass. Usher in there along with Stoffer, Wagemaster, and Altenhofen. So back to the starting lineup. Driving right of the lane. Bounce pass, Wagemaster inside. Turnaround shot up, no good. And the rebound out of there to Muscatine. Good look to start the quarter that time. Good pass inside. Appel goes up strong and was fouled on a nice look down in the block.
Yeah, that's something they're going to have to do is get her the ball. I mean, right now, to stay in this game or get back into this game, they're going to have to beat it down low.
Wagemaster picks up her first foul, and that is the third team foul. And the free throw, too strong, no good. And one more coming up for Aaron Appel. Second one on the way, can't get it. And the rebound comes out deep to Usher. Up the right-hand boards, takes it at one-on-one against Macy Rogers, drives in, no-look pass to Wagemaster. Her turnaround, no good from the heart of the lane. And the rebound to Jesse Butler. 20-11 as we start the second quarter. Rush picked up by Altenhofen. Goes to Butler, picks it up right baseline, looking for some help, bounces it right of the circle. Up top to White. White on the drive, got double teamed and had it taken away.
All right, Lindsay Altenhofen has some quick hands, and she's been very good with her hands on getting her hands in on possessions.
Schmidt curls into the lane, kick out Stoffer, left of the circle, three short, front iron no good, and Appel with the rebound.
Those are going to fall. The shot looks good, and she's just missing, and that's a good shot for McKenzie.
Muscatine basketball, minute into the second quarter. Macy Rogers goes crossover on Altenhofen. Behind the back with a dribble, gets to Rush now, and she'll set it up left of the circle up top. Standing left-hand dribble to White, who's hit a couple of threes early on for Muscatine. Uses up the dribble, back to Rush. Rush driving to right side of the lane, little floater no good, and Wagemaster with a nice rebound.
Done a great job on the boards. Probably has half their rebounds right now.
Just like Dad used to do it.
Yeah.
In the days.
Big man. Big Doug Wagemaster. Yeah. He was a good one.
Former Kirkwood coach. The athletic director over there at Kirkwood.
Not as quick, though, I would have to say.
Oh, now you're going to get us in trouble. Sarah Schmidt comes off the ball screen. Stutter dribble. Drives into the lane and got bumped and fouled. That's a point of emphasis this year, is that hands on the perimeter.
You're seeing that in college, too. They're calling that more. So that must be a point of emphasis all the way through the levels.
Appel will come out, and coming in for the first time for Muscatine is Abby Estabrook, 6 foot junior. Usher looking, still looking to get it in, and a 5 second count. Good defense there by Muscatine.
Yeah, you know. Muscatini, nice job, bodied up, switched on screens. That makes it tough.
20-11 in Prairie with full court man pressure. Throw over the top, Estabrook, diagonal pass up court, stolen away by Mackenzie Stoffer, who goes to the floor to retrieve it. And kept it alive, turnover number 10 on Muscatine. Schmidt, drive, kick out, Altenhofen, three-pointer, curls out no good. Usher with the one-hand rebound and a putback, and Prairie continues to pound the boards.
I tell you right now, I have them as their fifth offensive rebound, and that's been great how they've been following the shots and staying with it. That was a good shot for Altenhofen.
Wagemaster comes up with a steal, puts up the fall away, no good. Got her own rebound, turns, fires, and hits.
Another offensive rebound for her. I think that's her third or fourth already.
Three buckets, 6 points. Near steal once again. Ball loose, picked up by Schmidt. No look, pass underneath, layup won't go. Wagemaster tips it, keeps it alive, turns, and gets another put back and a timeout by Muscatine.
Well, I have them 12-7 right now. Muscatine down in rebounds, and but the big difference is 7 offensive rebounds for Prairie. No coach likes to see that, except the ones except the team that's getting them. But right now, Susan is real frustrated right now. They're getting every loose ball, every rebound, and causing a lot of problems for Muscatine.
6-0 start and a 30-second timeout taken by Muscatine. And right now, Prairie's athleticism really is showing the way.
Athleticism with length. They got some girls on the guard court, Wagamaster, Person. They got length, and you know, they got good hands on the guard court too with Altenhofen and Schmidt.
So the Hawks showing like they're going to be one of the contenders here in the MVC, at least early on.
Yes, it appears that way. And you know, it'll be interesting for them. They got Iowa City West, Cedar Falls, and Marion. Those are going to be, that'll tell them where they're at right now. I would say they're going to have good games with all of them pretty easily.
A little three-quarter court pressure this time by Prairie. Abby Rush bringing it up with the right-hand dribble. She lobs it inside. Triple team on Oppel. She'll put up
nice
a little hook and got it.
Yep, Muscatine's got to do more of that. Get it inside.
Oppel took it hard against that triple team. 26-13. Schmidt had it knocked away. Good defense by Rush. Goes back to pick it up. Diagonal pass to the corner now. Monk starts a dribble drive. She'll stop. Put up the fadeaway from 15. Won't go. And Oppel with the rebound.
I don't have Muscatine for one offensive rebound yet.
Out to Rush. He'll try the quick three. It's no good. Well, there
now
they
we
got
do.
It.
There we go.
Oppel, Rush on the ball fake. Kick outside. Here's Rogers. Three-pointer right through. Macy Rogers with 5 points in her varsity debut. And it's 26-16. And on the other end, Monk takes it up strong down the right baseline and gets the kiss off the glass.
You know, she's very quick. And in softball, they use her a lot. She steals a lot. She is a very quick athlete. Her sister, too, is going to be a good one. Her sister played on the JV game beforehand. She's going to be, and she's extremely quick as well.
We got a foul on the half-court pressure here on Prairie. And that foul is going to be on Usher. That'll be her first team foul, number 7. So that's the bonus now for Muscatine. They'll have a 1-1. Butler comes out. And back into the game for Muscatine will be Torres. Abby Rush to the free throw line. 1-1. For Muscatine. Free throw on the way. And off the right side, no good.
Free throws haven't been kind to him either. When you don't have a lead, you have to put those in.
Yeah, 1 out of 5. Shot no good from point blank range. Rebound chased around, and Lauren Cook with the save. Her outlet pass tipped out of bounds. 28-16 Prairie, just over the halfway mark here in the game's second quarter. And Stafford inbound. Small lineup in there right now for Prairie.
But quick, small but quick.
Maddie Adams penetrates, kicks it out far side. Lauren Crook circles in the lane, back out top to Adams. And they play catch with it. Cook hands it back over to Schmidt. Schmidt on the drive, dump pass over the right baseline.
Nice attack.
Stoffer all the way and had a block from behind. Another block that time on Adams. Torres got it and then threw it away. And then a foul on Muscatine trying to get it back. Torres has at least 4 blocks, but bad outlet.
Yes. Another wave coming in from Prairie. 3 more subs.
Usher, Person, and Altenhofen. As it's 28-16 Prairie, they've led the entire way here this game. Usher looking, dumps it into the right block. Cook has her shot rejected out of there by Oppel. I like Oppel.
Yeah, she, and you know, I like that she plays squared up. Nothing looks forced.
Kind of a double post now. High post here. Here's the high-low inside. Turn around left-hander. Good. Off the glass, Aaron Oppel.
They have to keep going to her, Scott. That's what's going to get them back in the game.
28-18. That was Larry Niemeyer basketball right
there.
Very
much so.
Person, nice ball fake, takes it all the way and scores on a little duck under move with the left hand.
I think I had a lot to do with Larry getting in the Hall of Fame.
You weren't alone.
No, he could coach post, and they would dominate a lot of games.
30-18, 12-point Prairie lead. And going for the steal, coming up empty was Adams. Almost took it away from Rush. On the fake, Rogers on the drive. Takes it up strong and scores. Casey Rogers with 7.
Muscatine's making a little run here. They got to start holding him on some possessions.
Here's Person with the jumper and got it to go. She brought Appel out on the perimeter and hit the 17-footer.
She can do that. She's dangerous.
Hallie Person now with 4, and it's 32-20. On the dribble drive, Rush, no look, bounce, right block, give and go, back to Rush, and she is fouled on the 10-foot floater. And that foul is going to be on Maddie Adams. And that'll be team foul number 8, and that's going to be 2 free throws coming up for Abby Rush. Muscatine be a lot closer one for the free throws.
That's right. I missed again. I mean, that's when you're trying to whittle away, deficit here, you have to, and the clock stops, so you're gaining, and they're not able to take advantage of that.
1 for 6 so far from the free throw line is Muscatine. One more for Abby Rush, looking for her first point of the year. And it's up and good. Got that one for the 5'5 junior. And it's 32-21. A little half-court pressure, and Hepker almost came up with the steal, but Prairie retains possession. Person takes it right free throw line. Here's Usher, puts up the shot, no good, and we're going to get a foul, I think, on the block out.
Yeah, after the shot.
They're going to get Appel. Yep.
Kind of a tough call. She was already kind of falling down and
kind of bailed her out.
Yeah, a little bit.
Still team foul number 6. Prairie will not be shooting free throws. No, inbound it to Sarah Schmidt. Schmidt, no look, bounce pass inside, and Appel took it away from Person. Only the 4th Prairie turnover. Muscatine basketball inside, losing it, and then getting it over to Appel, and she gets the little putback. As Amanda Doyle lost it, but Appel is picking up all of the loose change here in the second quarter.
I tell you what, she's kept him in it right now.
Person left corner, 32-23, closest Muscatine has been in a while. Bouncing the lane. Usher facing up the basket, and they're going to get a three-second violation.
Yep. Tried to make something happen, and her first couple choices weren't there. By that time, she was out of time.
Tell you what, it was a 15-point Prairie lead, and Muscatine's got it down to 9.
Well, they've proven they can hit some threes, and that's what three-pointers do for you. It changes the game right away. But right now, they're doing a good job getting into their post, which they need to do.
32-23, Prairie back to that diamond and 1 full court pressure, trying to trap out of it. Here's Rush at the center circle. Splits a double team and scores on the running 13-footer. Abby Rush with 3, and it's 32-25, under a minute to play. Quick 3, no good, tipped around, and Appel with the rebound. Outlet pass, 3-on-1 break. Rush all the way. Good bounce to Appel, who was running the court for the center.
Boy, I tell you what, the momentum has changed. Prairie's kind of backed off a little bit of the full court, and they may want to go back to that.
32-27, and a travel called on the Hawks with 25.8 seconds remaining.
Well, 25 seconds left right now, and both teams are about even, but it's going to be momentum, and right now Muscatine has the momentum.
Lauren Cook into the game as Maddie Hepker will come back in for Muscatine.
Boy, that could be a technical. Yep, that could be a technical. She came in, ball was already in play, and she came up.
You got to check in. Yeah, you got to let him know.
And we'll see what the officials talk about here.
You know what? I think you almost have to call a technical. They did not. The ball's already in possession.
And I think they're going to have to. Officials are talking now with Susan Orvis.
It's a good call. The official already had the pass the ball in play to start, and she ran in without being for the official having her come in. So unfortunately for Muscatine, but that was a good call.
Yeah, it's going to be a technical foul, and that'll be with 25 seconds to play here in the first half. And free throws coming up. It's going to be Schmidt to shoot it and miss the first one.
Well, you don't see a freshman taking your technical shot, so that's something that bodes well too.
Second one is good, one out of two. That's only, she's had all four free throw attempts for Prairie. And those are the things you see on opening night.
It is. And you know, she, coach wanted her in quick and she did what the coach wanted, but ball was already in play, unfortunately. That was a good call. You hate to see those, but it's a good call by the officials.
And the official said, hey, I'm sorry, I got to do it.
Yeah, they don't like doing it either, because those are things that just aren't fun to call.
6-point lead, 33-27. 24 seconds to play here in the first half. And Wagamaster on the far sideline to put it in. Gets it to Cook, now to Schmidt. She'll set it up, Rush on her. I don't think Rush has been out of the game yet for Muscatine.
No, I don't think so either.
Good, backdoor cut and a layup,
nice
good.
Nice backdoor cut and finished by the little 5'5 guard, Lindsay Altenhofen.
35-27, 7 seconds to play, trap put on. Rush breaks through it.
You don't want to foul here.
Dribbles it up ahead, pull up, White, high archer, no good at the horn, which ends a very well-played first half for the season opener. So we're at halftime from Prairie, and the score, this non-conference affair between the MVC and the MAC, is Cedar Rapids Prairie 35 and Muscatine 27. And we'll come back and talk halftime with you after this one-minute timeout as you're listening to Girls High School Basketball here from KGYM Sports.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Proudly representing Society Insurance.
Thursday, it's a special holiday edition of the NFL as we bring you a Turkey Day tripleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, the Detroit Lions host the Philadelphia Eagles. Then, the unbeaten Panthers take on the Dallas Cowboys. And finally, on Thanksgiving night, it's a classic NFL rivalry as the Chicago Bears battle the Green Bay Packers. If it's the NFL, it's on Westwood One.
A Thanksgiving tripleheader on KGYM, brought to you by NFL Red Zone from NFL Network and Mediacom. We're back at Cedar Rapids Prairie. Scott Unash, Steve Dozier with you as the Prairie Hawks lead it here at halftime, 35-27 over Muscatine. And Prairie jumped out to a big lead at 18-6, led by 15 at 26-11, and then Muscatine got it down to 6 at 33-27 as they went on a 16-6 run for the Muskies. And the Hawks lead it at halftime by 8. Both teams have done some nice things here in the first half. Pretty well played game, really, for the opener.
It was, and it, you know, kind of a tale of two games going on out there. Prairie pretty much dominated a quarter and a half, and then Muscatine made a nice run at the end, and you know, that's going to make for a good game down the stretch, because now it just changes the what you're saying at halftime to the kids.
Yep, and so we'll take a look at the scoring here at halftime for Prairie. They are being led by Jenna Wagamaster with 8 points, all from the field on 4 field goals. 6 points for Olivia Usher, and then 4 apiece, Lindsay Altenhofen, Sarah Schmidt with 4, Taryn Shreves with 4, Hallie Person with 4 as well. For the Muscatine Muskies, being led by Aaron Oppel with 10. 7 off the bench for the freshman Macy Rogers. 6 for Taylor White, Abby Rush with 3, and Maddie Hepker with a free throw for 1 point so far in the game. Turnovers not too bad, 12 turnovers in the first half for Muscatine and only 6 for Prairie. I think Coach Bentley's got to be just ecstatic with only six turnovers.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see him come out some more full court situations, half court trapping, because it really got the best of him right away. And I think you're going to see him come out in that again.
And for each team, take a look at some of the stats team-wise here. For Muscatine, 3 3-pointers in the first half. Taylor White sank a couple of those. Macy Rogers also with the three. And for Prairie, Taylor Monk with the only three. Free throws, Prairie right now 50%. They are 2 out of 4 in the first half. And Muscatine was only 1 out of 7. This could be probably a 2 or 3 point game if Muscatine would make some free throws.
Well, you know, Prairie, you know, they've done a good job trying to get to the rim. But when you have Erin Opel there, you know, it's tough to get a shot off with her. And she's had probably 4 or 5 block shots already. So that makes a difference. And that's going to be tough to get to the free throw line with her in the middle.
So it's a 35-27 lead here at halftime for the Prairie Hawks. And you got, I'll let you give the rebounding, team rebounding.
Extremely unofficial rebounds. I get caught watching, but.
Hey, everything's extremely unofficial on opening night.
That's right. You know, the thing, tale of two things here. You know, Prairie's got, I have them down for 15 rebounds, but they have 9 offensive rebounds. And I bet Jenna Wagamaster has 5 of those. And, but defensively, Muscatine has 11, and about 6 of those came in the last 4-minute run there. So you see Muscatine picked it up, but Muscatine has 1 offensive rebound and DePrairie's 9, and that's a big difference, because look at the second shot opportunities that Prairie had, and they probably had close to 12 to 14 points off second chance shots. So that's a big difference right now.
And for Prairie, when they got the turnovers going in about early in that second quarter, they really caused some havoc and got some easy baskets.
They did. And, you know, I think you could see it in the girls' eyes. I mean, they were, for Muscatine, they didn't know what to do. They were, you know, it's your first game, too, and you don't know. You can practice those situations, Scott, but until you play a different uniform, you don't know how to react. And Prairie's quick. They got quick guards, long hands, long arms up front, and they get hands on the ball a lot. And so I think, and plus Prairie played 9 or 10 girls already, and that's going to bode really well for them. Muscatine right now, you know, like Susan said, she's got kids who have playing experience, but not really true game experience in tough games. So I think this is going to be a learning experience for them, and but boy, they're going to have to turn around and learn quick, because they play number 10 Linmar at Linmar, and it's not going to get any easier for them after this game. So they'll have to figure it out, and Susan will. I mean, she's one of the top coaches around, in my opinion, and they'll definitely figure it out.
Got some other scores we can pass along to you. This one's a big one. Kennedy and Waukee tonight in Central Iowa. That was supposed to be a January Saturday game, but they had to move it to opening night. And late in the fourth quarter, Waukee leads Kennedy 44-41. And I believe the Cougars playing without Sidney Hayden tonight as well, as that one's coming down to the wire. We'll get you a score on that Mount Vernon Center Point Urbana game. That was the regional final from last year that saw.
And they're both back. A lot of those kids are back.
Yep. The Denny Roloff's team came storming back in the second half after CPU had the big lead. We'll try to find you. One other score. Xavier gets the Rand McNally Opening Night Award along with Kennedy. They are up at Decorah tonight and lead the Vikings 20-7 at halftime.
Wow. Typical Xavier, though. They play great defense and not a lot of scoring, but they don't need to. They just, they're such a defensive-minded team. You know, Tom's always gone up there and had that home away with Decorah, and they planned it out a week after. If this was a week ago, that's always a little tougher trip up there.
Few other scores into the first quarter. North Scott 19-6 over Jeff, and Jeff's going to have a young team this year to go along with Kennedy Dighton, but they're expecting big things. Pleasant Valley leading Dubuque Senior at halftime 34-18. Dubuque Wallert leading Bettendorf at halftime 25-20. We're going to see Bettendorf and Jeff on Saturday night, and of course the Prairie game here 35-27. And trying to get you that game that Jeff Linder's at up at Center Point. He is taking a look at that one.
And he is the tweet master, too.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's he'll keep everybody up to date with what's going on.
I know a lot of people follow you and follow him around here, so.
He tweets. He's got more time to tweet than I do. Yeah, so.
And where's he from, Scott?
He's from, he's a North Cedar guy,
he
too.
He's a Stanwood guy.
He was
yeah.
a Lincoln guy,
yep,
right?
He was a Lincoln guy.
Okay.
Yep.
They're all over the place. You know, once upon a time, Pinky Primrose told me everything was seven, you know, he had the Kevin Bacon game. Was it the five shades of Kevin Bacon or something like that? He said it was five shades of Norway, Iowa. I'm beginning to think it might be Stanwood.
Well, I married a Norway girl, so.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was probably destined, so.
Yep, there you go. So we're going to find that score for you.
I'm not surprised at the North Scott. Susan thinks they're going to be one of the top three in their conference, and their conference always top heavy. It's not always balanced, but she said North Scott's going to be a nice team this year.
That halftime score, by the way, is Center Point Urbana 39, Mount Vernon 26. That is at halftime.
Is that at Center Point?
I believe that is at Center Point.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, so, both teams came out here a little late, about 50 seconds left, so Prairie doesn't need to shoot too much right now the way they've been playing first half.
And the Hawks lead at 35-27 as you've been listening to the halftime show here on KGYN. And we'll get you the second half of this one here. Coming up in just a moment. Again, Prairie sophomores winner earlier on tonight, 54-24, as they defeated Muscatine. And we'll have more basketball. We got two more games coming up on Saturday. We got an afternoon game on our FMs at 1:30. You talk about a good one. West Des Moines, Dowling, and City High down in Iowa City.
I tell you, City High is going to be good this year. Her older sister, Jones girl, is healthy. And I'm glad to see her healthy. She is a nice shooter. Of course, her young sister probably has, I would guess, some offers to think about already, or at least some looks.
The older one going to Illinois next year.
And I'm sure the younger one's got a lot of interest already.
And that'll be in the afternoon. And then at night, if you can oblige me, we'll be over at Jeff.
I'll have to check the master scheduler at my house. So, what time's that game?
6:30. It's an early game.
Okay.
Jefferson and Bettendorf.
That's always a good game.
Gina, in fact, Gina Rogers is going to help us with some games this year as well.
Awesome.
Macy Rogers out here.
Oh.
Niece of Gina Rogers.
There you go.
So Gina's up in the crowd behind us. And Muscatine goes to Linmar Saturday night.
That's going to be a good game.
Start the second half. Muscatine with the basketball. They'll attack the bucket to our left. Taylor Young out top. Tries to use the high ball screen by Oppel. Can't do anything with it. Now they go cross court. Young has it. Standing left hand dribble. Both these teams have been man-to-man the entire way. We have not seen some zone. Good crossover rush. Drives. Kick out to the corner. High arching three. Short. No good. Wagamaster. A rebound off the Tessa Kerr miss. Lead pass up court is thrown away by Usher. Tried to get it into the corner to Sarah Schmidt.
Yeah, you know, I'd rather see kids make mistakes being aggressive. There's one of those aggressive passes up the floor, and those are okay.
35-27 will set the second half lineups for you. Muscatine going with their starting five of White, Oppel, Rush, Hepker, or Kerr and Hepker, I beg your pardon. And for Prairie, there you have Usher, Wagamaster, Stauffer, Altenhoffen, and Schmidt. Steal, Altenhoffen.
Good decision, pulled it back.
Turnover number 13 on Muscatine. Prairie with seven here in the game. Curling right, Schmidt all the way in. Had a block going up on the scoop layup attempt. Rush out of there with it. Outlet pass, here comes Hepker. Three on three, and she'll hold it up wisely. Both teams doing a good job of getting back defensively here. Pass right of the circle, Oppel, right of the lane. She'll put up the fall away, no good. And rebounded by Prairie.
Yeah, that's not the shot coach wanted, that's for sure. And that's not her shot either, just it was a kind of a hurry up and off balance.
Schmidt driving a kick out here. Stauffer going baseline, cut off by Oppel. Tried to go cross court with it. Nusher tried to make the save on the errant pass, couldn't do it.
Both teams no flow right now. Too many turnovers.
And this looks more like opening night.
Yes.
than we had in that first half, which was played very crisply.
Very much so.
Rush.
Seems a little more flat-footed right now, both teams.
Good cut to the basket by Young, and they're going to get it for Steps before the shot or make that White. Taylor White with the turnover as Torres comes back in. And Macy Rogers will make an early appearance here in the second half.
I think Susan's just glad they checked in correctly. Those are frustrating in their first night. Kids don't know where to check in.
Well, that comes from summer.
Yes, it does.
35-27. Same score we had at halftime as we're 2 minutes into the second half. Wagamaster on the perimeter right now. Rush on her, so a mismatch right there for Prairie if they can get it to Wagamaster. Stoffer over to Wagamaster, bounce inside. Usher posting up inside. Her turnaround shot no good, but blocked and fouled by Hepker.
I tell you what, she is a good scorer with her back against the basket. And, she's one of the better. If you put her 6'5", she's amazing down there with that. So they're going to use her a lot down there with mismatch because she knows how to use her body.
Free throw good by Olivia Usher. Her seventh point. And we finally got a point on the board here in the second half. Free throw number two is up and good. Usher makes them both as Altenhoffen checks out and Taylor Monk back in for Prairie. I like that little offensive set there to get Usher posted up.
Yep. And they'll do that with Wagamaster too. And you're seeing McKenzie Moore away from the basket, and that'll open it up for him.
Rush, diagonal pass to Rogers. Her pass inside, tipped by Wagamaster, and stolen out of there. Turnover number 15 for Muscatine. Schmidt with a stop-and-go dribble. Goes behind the back with it. Back to the trailer, Stoffer. Into the corner, driving baseline. In all the way, Monk, and traveled with it. Travel. Took an extra step.
Nice penetration, got caught under the basket, and you have nowhere to go at that point.
Tell you, Apple does a good job of intimidating and blocking shots.
And she doesn't force anything with her block. She lets them come to her.
Still only a junior at 6'1". Back to the double high post offense. They get it inside to Apple, and the leaner good with the left hand. And Opal with her 12th point, 37-29. Open jumper short from the right baseline, tipped around underneath. Ricocheted loose, and we're going to have a tied ball. And it will be out of bounds to Prairie. As Hallie Person will come in along with Lauren Cook. As Usher will come out and Stoffer will come out. 4:47 to play, earned a third, 37-29. Looking and they get it in. Free throw line, Wagamaster will put up the jumper and got it.
One senior out there and four sophomores and a freshman.
They left Wagamaster open and said, I'll take that shot. Opal takes it strong to the basket and the left-hander is good.
They're gonna have to figure out something for her as the game gets closer towards the end. They're gonna have to figure out a way to stop her.
Aaron Opal with 14, four in the second half. Person forces up the turnaround hook, no good. Opal kept it alive and rebounded out of there by Macy Rogers. 39-31, Prairie up by eight. And Muscatine getting closer and closer. Lob pass left block. Opal takes it up strong. Can't get it to go this time. Rebound Wagamaster, who took it away from Opal that time. Pass to the corner. Wide open 12-footer buried. And Prairie's going to get a timeout. Talk a little defense after the made basket by Taylor Monk. And see if this will be a full or a 30. It'll be a 30.
Both teams looking for a little momentum right now, and I think coach isn't real pleased at Prairie right now with kind of how their defensive effort.
Yep, not real happy with the way they're playing the post.
No, she's good, and you don't see many posts who turn with the right and use their left hand a lot, so that's something different too. You don't see that very much.
Yeah, Aaron Opal's a good one. Two teams with I think they're going to have much better and bounce back years this year.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're going to see two improving teams, and it's obvious already to me Prairie has improved twofold already from last year.
See boys basketball coach Jeremy Rickardson over there.
Yeah, he gets to have one of those rare nights where he can watch the girls play and he's excited for the year, so I think he's got some good things coming as well.
41-31 over the halfway mark of the game's third quarter. Taylor Rush, or Abby Rush, will walk it up. Macy Rogers holds it far sideline, crossover. Wagamaster on here in the Prairie man-to-man. Rush got a little bump. They say play on, has to retreat and get the basketball as Prairie's really stepped up the defense. Dutter dribble, driving in, shot blocked and rejected on Rogers. Gets it back though, out top. Here's Rush, open three and good right of the key. Abby Rush with Muscatine's fourth three-pointer. And it's 41-34, cross-court pass tipped out of bounds by Rogers. As Usher, a quick break, and she's right back in along with Hallie Person.
Well, and I think Olivia's going to play for Kirkwood next year. So that'll be, I think she's pretty excited about that, and Kirkwood will get a pretty smart player coming their way.
You'll get a chance to see her play a lot of games.
Yes. Sierra Hutchins having a nice year from Prairie.
Usher, nice duck on her move. Can't get the finish, though. On a little five-footer, and a rebound to Muscatine. Here's Rush on the crossover dribble, drives in, and traveled with it.
Too many turnovers.
Took a little extra hop step at the end. 7-point Prairie lead. They've led by as many as 15. And Muscatine, now they're going to do a little trap, first zone we've seen either team play.
Yep, it's a little different look for them.
And he started the trap, and now back to the man-to-man. High-low look inside, posting up and traveling with it.
Yep.
His
mom. A little bit, barely.
Good call, though.
Yep.
As Maddie Adams comes in for Mackenzie Stauffer.
Got a little mismatch right now with Stauffer out, and we'll see if they look to get it in with the post.
Prairie going a little small right now. Rush bringing it in into the front court with the power dribble back to Hepker. High lob pass to Rogers. Now Prairie in a trap.
1-2-2.
Yep. With Cook out, or no, check that, Megan Monk out front. Right free throw line extended. This is White. Lob pass up top, the high low inside, kick out left baseline. Hepker open 15 footer, no good on the line driver. And the rebound to Adams. 7-point Prairie lead. Person on the ball fake. Drives in. Takes it up strong and it blocked. There's Opal again. But Prairie gets it back. Adams on the drive. Bounce pass. Here's Usher. Circles into the lane and before the shot she was pushed and fouled. And that's going to go against Macy Rogers. First on Rogers, second team foul on Muscatine. And Prairie inbound, they get it to Person. Her open jumper won't go, just above the left free throw line, and rebounded by Maddie Hepker. Both teams have gone cold during the third quarter.
Yeah, both teams need to get in a rhythm here, and they haven't been able to do that.
On the drive, and all the way, left-hander good, off the glass, down the left-hand side of the lane for Taylor White. White with eight, and as close as Muscatine has been in a while, 5-41-36, minute 19 to play here in the third. Usher directing traffic, goes baseline, drives, goes cross court, open left corner, three ball, no good by Cook. Opal with the rebound, outlet pass, here comes Rush. They can cut it down to two with the three ball here. Hepker, diagonal pass over to White in the corner. White driving in on Cook, cut off by the double team and had it stolen by Usher.
Another turnover.
And then the ball ricochets out of bounds.
I missed that.
I was looking up court, but it'll stay Prairie ball. Yes, 41-36, under a minute to play here in the third. And Prairie facing some full court pressure for the first time. Sarah Schmidt, the freshman, into the game. Gets it to Altenhoffen. A nice crossover dribble. Her little floating runner, no good. Rebound comes out deep, picked up by Usher.
It's the longest rebound I've seen.
Here's Cook. Turnaround, quick three, won't go. Rebound, Schmidt had it and knocked away from behind, and a foul. I think they're going to get Abby Rush. the second on rush, team foul number three. Prairie has not committed a foul here in the second half.
No, it's right now I think Prairie's looking to find somebody to knock down some shots right now. They've had some open looks, but haven't been able to knock them down.
Butler for Hepker. 32.9, 41-36. They go backdoor up the inbound. Schmidt collects it in the right block. Gets a double team out to Altenhofen. No look, bounce pass deflected. Loose, 25 seconds to play in the third, and coming out deep to pick it up is Usher. Usher weaves into the lane, stops, cut off, kick out left wing. Three is good.
Great
on the line
shot.
Driver.
Lindsay's been getting close all night on hitting that, and she can hit him anytime.
Lindsay Altenhofen with the three, and that puts the lead back to 8. 7 seconds to play. White on the drive, stops, hooks up to high arching shot, no good from 12, rebound out deep. Rogers had it, lost it, picked up by Cook. Half court shot, no good at the end of the third quarter of play. And we got a good one as we head to the fourth. It's Prairie 44 and Muscatine 36. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball here on KGYM.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
We're back here at the Prairie Gym as we get ready to open the fourth quarter. Scott Unash, Steve Dozier with you as both teams with 9 points in quarter number three. A little bit colder shooting. That looked more like an opening night of basketball. That's
exactly what it looked like. And both teams kind of struggled. More turnovers than they wanted and not knocking down any shots either.
44-36. Muscatine will start the fourth quarter with a basketball. And Prairie going to go zone here again.
It's first 4 minutes going to be key for both teams.
1-3-1 trap in the corner. Dribbling out of it. Rogers gets it between the circles to Hepker. White in there along with Rush and Opal. Cross court pass tip, but Hepker makes a save. Wagamaster's up top with those long arms.
Yeah, both in person too. They both take up a lot of space with their length.
Rogers took it right into a double team and had it stolen away by Usher. Usher, pull up, thought better of it, gets it over to Stauffer, drives baseline, cut off, over to Wagamaster. Ball fake, goes up with the runner in the lane, no good, back iron no good, got her own rebound, and Prairie will get another shot at it. In this 44-36 game, Schmidt, Usher, Stauffer, Person, and Wagamaster in there right now for Josh Bentley and Prairie. Hawks with the ball. They've led the whole way here. Jumped out to a 5-0 lead. Person, ball fake, drives in, gets cut off, yo-yos it back out. Prairie being patient here.
Very much. You're seeing a different style right now, not forcing like they were the first few minutes.
Great ball fake by Usher. Got her defender in the air and took it right up and scored.
Tell you what, she is a scorer. And she's a very good scorer. Knows how to use her balance and feet and shoulders. And she's good. She's going to be good.
46-36, 10-point lead. Three no good, but Muscatine, the offensive board. And the Muskies will set it back up. Taylor White to Rush. Quick pass over into the corner. Hepker, skip pass over the top. Open three, White right wing, and ring it up for White.
That was big right now. And right now, Opal hasn't been involved in the offense here down the stretch. And she's come out on the elbow, which I think is going to bode well for Prairie.
White was a 25% three-point shooter last year. 46-39, she's got three in the early going. Here's Stauffer for the answer, and she hits for three.
There it is, I've been telling you, they got her out, and she's more comfortable out there, and she can knock it down.
First triple for Mackenzie Stauffer. 49-39 Prairie now by 10. Rush right of the circle. Skip pass over the top. Back to Hepker. Ball fake, takes a free throw line. Pop-up jumper, short all the way. Might have been partially deflected.
Looked blocked.
And here comes Schmidt the other way. Coast to coast, drives in and was fouled on the scoop attempt. And free throws upcoming here. And the foul will be on Abby Rush. Her third and the fourth team foul on Muscatine. Did you have to give money?
That's all they want anymore. I'm working here, and they're asking, our kids are asking for money. The key is you bring $4, and that's all. And that's what I brought, so I don't have any.
Free throw is no good for Sarah Schmidt.
It's all going to you and I right now.
I hear you.
Yeah, you're in that same boat, too. Little bigger chunks coming out of the house than before.
Second free throw up by the freshman, left him short. Torres back into the game, gets the board. Muscatine could cut this down to 8 or 7. Hepker goes one-on-one, drives in.
Defense by Taylor Monk.
And the pass up
good
top.
Good passing lanes.
Stolen by Adams, one-on-one on the drive. Too strong on the layup. Offensive board, though, for the Prairie Hawks. Back to the corner, open left side three. Back heel, no. Weak side rebound to Prairie, off the miss by Altenhofen.
It's her fifth offensive rebound this half.
Schmidt on the drive, through a double team, layup won't go. Rebound tipped out deep, and we've got a tie ball. And who gets it on the arrow? I don't see it.
Stays with Prairie.
That's good hustle by both teams.
Very much so. Each possession means something. You have 4.5 minutes left in the game, and these possessions are important. Prairie needs to run a little clock, but get good looks.
Aaron Opel back into the game. Inbounds pass stolen away. Good steal there by Hepker, and a reach foul on the Hawks.
It's not what you want to see, is a turnover in the inbounds and then a foul.
Mackenzie Stauffer picks up the foul, but that's only the first team foul against Prairie. 49-39 as Schmidt comes out. And Prairie with Usher, Stauffer, Monk, Altenhofen, and Maddie Adams.
I've had an over and back.
Muscatine working that triangle. They go cross court over to Torres. She's going to step back for a three. Front iron, no. And the rebound taken away by Rush. Macy Rogers in there. Spin move. Right elbow. Takes it up.
Travel.
And did she walk or get fouled?
Nope. Foul first.
Foul first. Before the shot.
How many points does Opal have this half?
4, and those came early.
Those came early. Yeah, she has hardly touched the ball here.
Altenhofen with the foul. Her second. Second on Prairie. Wagamaster back in for Mackenzie Stauffer. And also Lauren Cook back into the Prairie lineup. Muskies inbound. Coming up on the halfway mark of the game's fourth quarter, and the high-low pass too tall over the head of Opal out of bounds.
Yeah, poor angle. She wasn't able to be successful with a pass from that angle.
And coming in now for Muscatine is Estabrook. And Opal will get a breather here. Probably maybe 15 seconds or so. On the drive, taking it up strong. Person and scores.
Lauren Cook on that one.
Oh, Cook, I beg your pardon.
Good to get her now. She's involved. A lot of kids scoring, a lot of different kids.
That's her first points of the year. 51-39. Hepner along the sideline. Dribbles out of a double team. Takes it between the circles. Rush fakes the three, looking inside to Estabrook, instead goes to Rogers. Hepker driving baseline, her running pull-up won't go on the high archer, and a rebound out of there to Prairie. Loose at midcourt, Torres comes up with it. Pass down low, taking it up, Hepker fouled.
I tell you, Muscatine has to do something now. So it's, you have 11-point difference right now, or 12-point difference, and they have to make something happen here in the next couple possessions, or it's going to be a tough one to get out of there.
Olivia Usher with the foul. That's only her second. Team foul number 3. Free throw missed. No good that time by Maddie Hepker. 1 for 3 on the free throw line tonight. for Hepker.
That's been a frustrating subject for them, is free throws tonight.
Yes, it has. 51-39, second one is good. See, Muscatine puts a little pressure on and they will.
Yep, and they're going to extend it three-quarter.
Long up court pass, the left-hand boards. On the drive, Monk had it blocked from behind.
You got to be careful with not to force.
Here's Wagamaster with a putback, and it's good off the miss. A high Archer had to put it over Torres that time. 12 for Wagamaster, 53-40. The lead at 13 now for Prairie. Torres picks up the dribble just inside the arc, left of the circle. Hepker. Cross court look to Rogers. She had it knocked away out of bounds and off of Rogers. And now Person will come in, and Schmidt. So a little taller lineup. Paige Miller coming into the Muscatine lineup for the first time, 5'6" sophomore.
Opal's out right now. I think they're trying to get a little more pressure.
A little more quickness.
Yeah.
53-40, 3 minutes to play here in the game.
Prairie's gonna wanna work some clock right now. Just under three.
Wagmaster, over to Schmidt. Bouncing the high post to Person, turns, drives on Torres, down the left-hand side of the lane and was fouled on the shot.
Yeah, you don't wanna shoot right now. You wanna just work that ball around a little bit, more time off the clock with a 13-point lead.
Torres picks up the foul. Her second, 15 foul on Muscatine, and it'll be Hallie Person to the line, 4 points off the Prairie bench. And make it five as she hits the free throw. Prairie's had a good showing off the bench in this game.
Very much. The bench has to, they've had probably, I bet they've had at least nine score.
Yep. Opal will get ready to come back in. Under three to play, 14-point Prairie lead. They've extended it from five. Miller on the dribble drive, cut off by Schmidt. Left of the circle now. Crossover dribble, over outside. Three-pointer, left wing won't go by White. Rebound, put back good by Torres at the free throw line. We're gonna get a timeout.
30-second timeout.
Well, I'm gonna have to be a full timeout, and we'll take one as well here. 2:26 to play. No, you're right, 30-second timeout. They had one left. Well, we'll take a 30-second break anyway. 2:26 to play in the game. Prairie 54 and Muscatine 42. We'll be back after this here on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Sunday, it's a key NFC matchup when the Minnesota Vikings travel to Atlanta to face the Falcons. Hi, this is Tom McCarthy of Westwood One. Join Ross Tucker and me for all the action from the Georgia Dome. Both teams are battling for a playoff spot in the NFC. Can Minnesota regain its form after a tough loss to Green Bay? Or will the Falcons break their three-game losing streak? Vikings, Falcons, if it's the NFL, it's right here.
The Vikings and the Falcons, NFL football at KGYM. Brought to you by Wirtz, Dake & Anderson Law Firm, www.wirtzlaw.com.
Back with you at Prairie, 54-42, 2:22 to play here in the game. Trapping pressure in the backcourt by Muscatine. Prairie breaks it with a Wagamaster. Long cross-court pass tipped away by Opal, and
travel.
We got a foul or a walk?
Called a walk, or a foul.
Person tried to save it over on the far side, and they're going to get foul on Abby Rush on the push, and that is her fourth, so she's the first player in either team in foul trouble. No, they got it on Opal, 55 instead of 5, so only 3 fouls on Rush. Wagamaster in a ball fake, drives in, off balance runner, no.
Yeah, Prairie doesn't want to really shoot. They don't really need to shoot right now. Need to run clock, and that's part of learning.
Make Muscatine come out and foul, because the next foul will put Prairie into the 1-1. Rush working the perimeter, out top of the key, wide open, high arching three is good by Taylor White, I beg your pardon. And White with her 4-3 leads Muscatine in scoring.
Pulled out.
Here's Stauffer driving in. Charge on Mackenzie Stauffer. As Paige Miller took the charge.
You know, Coach said this is the part where they need to learn to win, and this is what he's talking about right here with the minute 36. Prairie's up 9, but they really need to run some clocks, Scott. And they're, you know, they've taken 3 shots, hurried shots, and no coach likes to see that.
Minute and a half to play here in the game. Miller outside the arc, left side, picked up by Schmidt. High lob pass, Hopo with the catch. Turner left-handed, no good. And the rebound to Usher. And now Prairie, see if they milk the clock here. Schmidt going one-on-one. She'll drive in all the way. Floater good, count it to foul. Sarah Schmidt may have put the capper on this one. And Opal picks up her 3rd foul. Took it right at.
She did.
The
she wasn't scared.
Player.
Yeah, she wasn't scared. I tell you what, Scott, you're going to see a lot of people liking her game here as the season gets going.
56-45 and make it 57. Capping off the old-fashioned 3-point play for Sarah Schmidt.
Prairie doesn't want to foul here. Minute 8 left. They need to sit back and make sure they don't get second shot opportunities.
And Muscatine needs some threes, and they need them right away. Rush steps back and hits the 3. Good 3-point shooting team. That's the 7th for Muscatine, and it's 57-48. Breaking the pressure. Schmidt pull up 3 and got it. Josh Bentley threw his arms in the air and said, "Why are you shooting?"
Yeah, that was I hate to say that was not a smart shot, but she made it.
And a 3-point opportunity on the other end. As Opal took it against Schmidt, and the foul gonna be on Sarah. And Opal was 16 now. It's 60-50. And I think Schmidt's a little shaken up.
Yeah, kind of bumped at legs and things, but I think coach will probably talk to them about when to take that shot.
I haven't seen something like that since Ali Farokmanesh.
Yes.
Against Kansas.
Yes.
No, yes.
And you can see Coach Bentley over there. He's like, no.
And Sarah Schmidt knew it after she took it and had a smile on her face. Opal gets the 3-point play. Full court pressure, 60-51. Breaking the pressure, having it knocked away from behind is Monk, and Miller comes away with it for Muscatine.
Boy, Prairie didn't start the clock. About 8 seconds a play went without the clock going.
And now Prairie comes up with a steal, trying to foul Usher, weaving her way through traffic, and finally a double team and a foul. And the foul will be on Rush, and that will be her 4th. 1-1 coming up for Olivia Usher. This is the person you want on the line.
It is. And, when I had her as a freshman, we wanted her on the line shooting. She's just a cool customer.
Free throw, 1-1 good. 3-for-3, and you want your senior up there.
She's had a nice floor game tonight, Olivia has. Got a lot of people involved and did a nice job looking to score, too.
Got them both, and Prairie up 11 with 24 seconds to play.
No fouls here.
20 seconds, Miller into far hash, Mark into front court. Got to get a shot off quickly. Rush a spin, kick back. Here's Rogers, high arching 3, good again. Muscatine's going to win some games.
Yeah, they are.
It was just a bad start tonight, and credit Prairie for that. 62-54, ball loose at center court, and we're down to 1 second, and that will do it. Well played opener, and the Prairie Hawks come away with the home court victory to start the 2015-2016 season, as Prairie wins it tonight, 62-54 over the Muscatine Muskies. And we'll come back and have the post game for you here from Prairie right after this, as you're listening to high school basketball here from KGYM.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them.
At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Proudly representing Society Insurance.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Konecktau, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids Prairie as the Hawks celebrate a win here on their home court to open up the season, 62-54 over Muscatine. The start was it for Prairie. They led 20-11 after the first quarter, and after that, a pretty even Steven ball game. In fact, from the second quarter on, Steve, Muscatine won it by 1 point. That tells you just how close this game was.
It was, and you knew it was going to be a good game. And Muscatine hit some threes at the end, kept the game close, but very impressed with the team effort of Prairie, not an individual. And it'd be hard to pick out a player of the game, something like this, because it really was a team victory on both ends of the floor.
Very impressed with the aggressiveness of Prairie, especially coming out early on, hit some big shots, and just getting a year under their belts. Just such a big, big difference between playing as freshmen, playing as sophomores.
Well, and knowing a system. You know, Coach Bentley said, you know, it's nice to have a second year. They kind of know me now, and they know what I expect, and I know them better. And he said I had to simplify things. He said, I am really pleased with how we're looking right now. No coach usually says that early, so that's a good indicator.
And the bench came through with 18 points in this game tonight for the Prairie Hawks. So excellent job by that bench group. And Prairie got in. Oh, let's see. Just to make sure I got them all here. Prairie played 10 in this game.
Yeah, they did.
And
they
all
did.
Contributed.
They all contributed in different ways. I mean, Terrence Shreve came in, maybe didn't play as much time, but she came in, got 4 quick points, and made a nice pass up the floor for somebody else to score. And that's what they all did.
Well, let's take a look at the final scoring here in this one. First of all, for the victorious Prairie Hawks, they're 1-0 on the season. 3 in double figures. Olivia Usher and Jenna Wagamaster leading the way with a dozen apiece in the game. Usher 4 out of 4 from the free throw line, 4 field goals. And Jenna Wagamaster, all her points from the field, 6 field goals, ended up with 12. Sarah Schmidt in double figures in her first game. Ended up with 10, including that 3 there at the end of the game that we can all kind of kid about now. But it went in, and it was a big help for the Prairie Hawks at that time. 7 points for Lindsay Altenhofen. 7 points for Taylor Monk. Technically, she came in off the bench, even though she
bloody
did
nose
start
action, yes.
Because of the bloody nose for Sarah Schmidt at the top. Taryn Shreves had 4. 5 points for Hallie Person off the bench. Mackenzie Stauffer with a 3-pointer for 3. And 2 points for Lauren Cook for the Prairie total of 62. For Muscatine, 2 in double figures. Aaron Opel leading, well, make it 3 in double figures. Aaron Opel leading the way with 17 points tonight. Had 10 in the first half, 7 in the second half. Taylor White had 14, including 4 3-point goals to go along with 1 2-point goal. Macy Rogers, the freshman, looked very impressive tonight. Ended up with 10 points. Abby Rush had 9 points, including a couple of threes. And Torres with 2 and Maddie Hepker with 2 for Muscatine. In the game, Muscatine, 8 three-pointers to 4 for Prairie. Prairie had 24 field goals, 20 of those from two-point range. 13 two-pointers for Muscatine in the game. Free throws, Prairie was 8 of 13, and the Hawks were 5 of 8 in that fourth quarter. And Muscatine was only 4 out of 10, 40% from the free throw line in the game. And the bench scoring, Prairie's bench out scored Muscatine's 18 to 12 in this one. So a 6-point advantage right there. And you're going to tell us about the rebounding.
Yeah, I have Prairie for 28 rebounds, 14 offensively and 14 defensively. Muscatine I have for 21 rebounds, 19 defensively. And here's the key. They only had 2 offensive rebounds that I had down there, and Prairie had 14. And, you know, and Wagamaster's 12 points, I think probably 8 of them came on second half, you know, second putbacks on her. And I really liked Wagamaster's game tonight. I thought she played an excellent, excellent floor game.
Did a good job defensively as well. There was a little time in that third quarter when Muscatine got Opal going in the middle and did some nice things off the high-low, but Prairie made some adjustments.
They did, and they never got Opal involved much. She came up high post and tried to get down. They had to force some things, and that was a key, too. She never got involved much that last half.
So Prairie wins at 62-54, hoping to get a word from Coach Josh Bentley coming up here as the Hawks are going to celebrate their first win.
Yeah, that was a great win. And I'm excited for Prairie. I'm excited for that first game. And they came out, and they looked like they had 3 or 4 games under their belt. There might have been a stint in there. You know, like you said, you got to learn how to win. And you know, they did that.
And I think good things in store for both of these teams, to be honest with you. They're going to be a lot better than they were last year. Both of these.
Yeah, I think Susan's going to be pleased with the progress their team will make. Might not be as quick as probably the progress you're going to see out of Prairie this year. I think their progress might be a little bit quicker, but, you know, Susan will get them going.
Well, like you said, though, you're going to find out what Prairie and Muscatine are made of in the next couple of weeks here.
Yeah, you will. And, you know, both of them, again, they both have 4 tough games to start. But as a coach, I always liked having the hard games first. You want to see where you are and, you know, see how you match up. But and Susan, you know, I haven't heard of this before, but she's got 4 road games to start out. And that's tough. You don't see that very often. And Prairie's got 2 and 2 and 2. But big challenge ahead for Muscatine, and you know, their next game is Linmar, North Scott, City High.
Yeah, and none of those are easy.
No, none of them will be easy for them, and either for Prairie. They got Iowa City West, Cedar Falls, and Marion, and those won't be easy. But you know, looking after tonight, Prairie is definitely up for the challenge.
Yep, and I like what I see from this Prairie team, and also from that Muscatine team as well, as they did some good things in this game and really showed their mettle. And they're going to have a good high-low, I think, when they get Rogers a little bit more experience mm-hmm. in there. Rush is a good guard, and they'll get Opal going.
They will. And, you know, if anybody can, you know, find to put their kids in a position to be successful, it's, you know, Susan Orvis, and she'll do that. And she said she likes the group. She said they're a lot of fun to coach, and that's key too. I mean, I've had years where maybe it wasn't as fun with some personalities and things, and she's just liking this year a lot so far.
Some other scores here. It was Dubuque-Wallert getting a win over Bettendorf, 52-42. Nice win for the Golden Eagles. And see if we can find some more scores here for you before we set sail here tonight and get you ready for our next game, which comes up on Saturday. I have not seen Coach Bentley make his way out, have you?
No, I have not seen him yet.
You know what your other...
you go get
your
Coach
other,
Bentley.
Yes, that is your... you and Phil, you have that thing. So I'm going to let you go do that, and we'll go ahead and see if we can find some other scores here from girls basketball here tonight, as, of course, the girls' season in earnest getting underway here tonight. As we got underway here at Cedar Rapids Prairie. Our next game comes up on Friday night, on Saturday night, I beg your pardon, as we will be over, as Josh Bentley making his way out here now. We will be over at Jefferson. Jefferson and Bettendorf going at it in that one. Final score, center pointer Banna all over Mount Vernon, 81-49 tonight. Linmar beats Waterloo East 66-27. And also Xavier, 20-point winner over Decorah tonight by a score of 41-21. And Waukee beats Kennedy 49-43 in their game here tonight. And I get a word from you? Yeah. Josh Bentley joining us. We can't let you go without getting a word after going 1-0.
Trying to sneak away.
You got to be extremely pleased, especially with that start. You guys came out and really set the tempo, I thought.
I thought we got off to a good start, especially with having to change our starter right there. Sarah Schmidt was supposed to get her first start of her career. She had a blood issue. I thought the girls came out real with a lot of energy early and got us off that big start. I think that's what kind of held us on here.
Yeah, because that you got that 11-point lead, ended up at a 15-point lead and early in the second quarter. And to Muscatine's credit, they came back a little bit. But your full-court pressure really paid dividends early on.
That was kind of our goal going in. We wanted to really look at that this year and see to utilize some of our depth, and especially in the first half, and then second half do what we have to do to get through the game. But I thought the girls as a whole through 11 tonight did their job top to bottom and really helped us there, kind of zap them a little bit.
Got some good efforts. Wagamaster was very good, very aggressive.
Yep.
Good to see that. Your freshman was very good. Olivia Usher did what Olivia Usher does.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Those three did a nice job. I thought Mackenzie Stauffer, kind of learning to play away from the basket, had a couple good moments tonight. Altenhoffen hits the big three in the corner there. It puts us up 10. We're at 7 late in the fourth there. She hits that big one. Now you just got things you got to work on, but it's nice to get a win for a team that may not understand how to win right now.
You know, Coach, what I saw is I had you for 14 offensive rebounds. I had them for 2, and that was key. You know, and to be honest, the start, and this was a full team effort. It wasn't two kids that have to make a difference, and that bodes well. You're playing 10. Taryn Shreves comes in and makes a 6-point difference. She might not be a scorer, but she added 6 points right away, 2-4 for her and 2 to another up there. And, you know, I'd say that if there was anything tonight, it would be, that some of the girls, maybe you probably didn't want taking a shot at the end as time's going down. And, yeah, but that's all part of the learning. And I thought, Sarah Schmidt played a nice game. She's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, I think she's got a bright career ahead of her. And like you said, yeah, all the girls that may not have gotten as many minutes as they want or the big stats for scoring-wise, they did the little things with the rebounds and loose balls and just guarding number 5. I thought the rush girl did a nice job, but we were able to rotate bodies, and that wears on you over time, and we're trying to sell that to this team right now.
Yep, and I thought you guys found an answer for Opal, because she was making a difference there for about a 10-minute stretch, and then she kind of went silent there the last 8 minutes.
Yeah, we weren't doing a very good job there at Frontner in the beginning, and then we kind of got on the girls and really focused on trusting their teammates and getting that weak side help, trying to push her up off the block a little bit.
You had good weak side help there. It looks like after your timeout, then they kind of, you saw a different, you could tell the coaching work, because she didn't get a touch then after that.
We had to go to that, but it's what was needed, and she was hurting us, so we had to do something.
Yep.
And
she's
it
nice
worked
player
out for
too.
Us.
She's
she
gonna
is.
Be a good
she
one.
Has a nice left hand, goes to her left hand real well.
You don't see that very much, but no. I thought your kids played hard. They played well. Great start, and the offensive rebounds, they just stayed after. Wagamaster had 12, and I bet 6 or 8 of those came from putbacks.
Yeah, she's just so long and gets so many balls. Those little tips that she learns, and we just got to keep building on it, get better tomorrow than we were today. But we're happy with it. We're happy with a win, that's for sure.
You're on your way. Congratulations.
Yep, good win, and learning how to win. That's the big thing, because, this team took their lumps last year, but they didn't show it tonight.
No, I was getting nervous there. I'm not going to lie. When you look and you see it at a 5-point game there in the middle of the fourth, a team that, last year we had lapses where we took plays off and teams were able to overcome that, and then we were in oh-no mode. So I think you were right by saying we have to learn how to win, and winning and losing are habits, and hopefully we can make winning a habit. That'd be great.
The best pull-up three since Ali Farouk-Manesh right there. I'm not sure that you – but you know what? Sarah did smile after she took that shot.
She goes, she was no. And gave me a grin.
The last 2 minutes, like, oh, they're going to want to work it around. And I think you had three quick shots from your kids. And, you know, and I could see the look in your face, like, work some time.
Yeah, we just wanted to go into our ball control.
Yeah, absolutely. And those are our learning, but you can learn with the win, and that's a lot more fun.
Yeah, it is. You're not in there saying, hey, we can build on it. And you can smile about it now, and she can grin, and hopefully by the time she's a senior, she's either continuing to make them or she's not taking them. So
no, I like that she even took them, so that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
All right, congratulations, Josh. Great job, and 1-0. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming out tonight.
You bet. Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Josh Bentley with the win, Prairie with the win, and they get it 62-54 here in this one tonight. And we got our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game to award right now, brought to you by Happy Joe's, both East Side and West Side. And you wrote it down. You underlined it.
I did. I obviously, Coach or Scott, you have the final say, but I really, all of them, a lot of them did a lot of good things, and this really was a team effort. But if I had to pick one player tonight, it would have been Jenna Wagemaster.
Yeah, I would second that. And some great performances. Olivia Usher was very good tonight as well. And Sarah Schmidt and her first start was very good tonight as well. But Jenna Wagemaster showed some aggression, and I like to see that out of her. Had the injuries last year. She's 100% ready to go this year.
Yeah, and right away, part of that lead they got right off the bat was her rebounding. She had 4 or 5 offensive rebounds right away in the first quarter and set the tone for her team tonight.
So congratulations, Jenna Wagemaster, our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game for this one. As Prairie goes to 1-0, they win their opener here, 62-54 over the Muscatine Muskies. And we're going to have more basketball coming up on Saturday night. Another non-conference game between the MVC and the MAC, as it will be the Jefferson Jayhawks and the Bettendorf Bulldogs going at it. Bettendorf fell tonight to Wallert, and Jeff was down big to North Scott, a good North Scott team. In their opener, so both those teams might be looking for things. Jeff, of course, Kennedy Dighton coming back. They've got some good firepower coming off that team last year, but 3 or 4 freshmen that I know Jason's going to be counting on this year.
Yeah, he's pretty thrilled with the numbers down below. I know he's happy with some of the quality in their younger groups as well. And so, I think it's going to be an interesting conference. I think you're going to see a more balanced conference. Obviously, you have City Highs of the world, and you probably, in there, Linmar is going to be up there. But any team, including, Prairie tonight, they can beat anybody, and it's going to be a nice, fun year to watch.
Yep, so Saturday night, 6:30, and that game will be coming your way on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM, as it will be the Jefferson Jayhawks and the Bettendorf Bulldogs going at it from over at Jefferson. And great debut, or your official 15-16 debut here tonight. Great job. You get a gold star.
Okay, that's my first one. Usually it needs more work, so I'll take it. But
so what do we
fun.
What do we learn? You got to go get the coach sometimes after games.
I have to learn the coach, and I have to do a better job.
Bring more money.
Bring more money. $4 doesn't cut it for my kids, yeah.
And but we're going to have fun this year. I think it's going to be a great year of girls basketball.
Yeah. Great year.
All right. Well, we'll see you hopefully Saturday night.
Okay. We'll clear with the boss.
I want to thank Zach Johnson back in the studio, Sam Kinsley back in the studio as well. Appreciate all their help for the broadcast here tonight. And remember, stay tuned on 1600 AM. Coming your way next, we will have the Cyclone Call-In Show, and we'll have that on a tape-delayed basis for you. And on 107.5, you will get ESPN Radio along with 106.3 FM KGYM. So that's going to wrap things up from Prairie. Big thanks to Rocky Bennett as well, the athletic director, for all his help. Thanks to all our sports-minded boosters, and thanks for everybody for tuning into the broadcast here tonight. For Steve Dozier, Scott Udash saying so long. Final score of this one here tonight. Cedar Rapids Prairie starts their season with a 62-54 non-conference victory over the Muscatine Muskies. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM Radio. And so long from Prairie High School.